Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Mem Beis in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone takes out the leftovers of the grapes, of the olive, or of the straw, so he should not give it to somebody else who will take out the food from it. And if he did, he needs to do Maaser, but not Truma. Why not Truma? Because Truma, once you do Truma on the main part, that will include all the side things as well. So the Gemara, in the third line in Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings the Mishnah, "Fehi moitzicha b'maisus u'potur min ha'truma." Says the Gemara, "Tani lo yitrim," meaning on this psoilus, he should not do truma. Even if he just wants to be machmer, he still should not do truma. Says the Gemara, all of the Torah, but what if he did do the truma? Rabbi Rachi Oma yafe koichoi. It works, it's okay. Ramanu Oma lo yafe koichoi. It's not good. Oysu truma shu mafish toiv l'maisir. The reason why it's not good is because if you will take a truma, people will think this is real truma, but it's not truma. And what's the nafkamino? When you give it to the kohen still needs to get a part of it to the levi, to the of maaser, because this is not real truma. This is just regular tevel. Truma is potter min maaser, but once you took out the truma, everything that's left is chayav in maaser. And why is that so? Because when you do truma on the ikur, it's potter all the leftovers, and once it's potter, you can't do truma anymore. Says the Gemara, Rav Chananya, Chavun de Rabbonin, Chananya, the friend of Rabbonin, boy, he asked, Torah echad b'shishim, shu echad m'shishim v'echad. Meaning, we learn in Maseches Trumas that the minimum amount that one can be toirim, midi Rabbonin, is 1 out of 60. Ayin Beinonis is 1 out of 50, Ayin Yofa is 1 out of 40, but the minimum amount is 1 out of 60. Now, if one went and he measured very much, and he did 1 out of 60, the minimum amount, on the ikar, on the main fruits. Now, if you come and you calculate all the leftovers, all the extra, all the psoilis, now it's not going to be 1 out of 60. It's going to be 1 out of 61. It's going to be less than 1 out of 60. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Torah me'echad b'shishim, he did 1 out of 60. Shu'echad b'shishim e'echad, it's 1 out of 61, ala kitoyim v'ala tzdodim, on the leftovers and on the sides. V'al mashu v'toyach ha'teven, what's left in the teven, in the straw. Says the Gemara, Mav Yosi, V'loy Masti Si, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. What did the Mishnah say? Sha'toyrim b'libu l'ketoyim l'atstodim mash b'toych ha'tevin. Someone does tshuva on the ikar, he has in mind for these leftovers for the sides. Klum tzricha l'b'yesa, you want to tell me, is any chiddush to tell me when I have extra tshuva? If I did echad b'chamishim, so really, b'di'evin, if I do echad b'chamishim is also good. So if I did echad b'chamishim, of course I have enough to cover the tzdodim. So what is the Mishnah, where is the chiddush of the Mishnah? When I did 160. When I did the minimum amount, that it still works for the tzadim. And why is that so? Because as we learned in the Mishnah, midiraisa really chito achas pater sakri. Midiraisa, even one kernel, is good for the whole thing. Rabbanim is the one, are the ones that are machmer to do a little bit more. But if one did less, it's still yotze. We learned in the Mishnah, someone who takes a field of vegetables in Suryo, so if it's before he came to the time of Maisers, so he's chayav because it grew by him. But if it was after Kittatai Maishis and he bought it from a goy, so he's potter. So the more quotes that part of the Mishnah, Sodi Besuri of Echulei, Sokti Gemara, Tani, Sodi Shivi Ashlish Lifnei Goy. If the Sodi grew a third by the goy, Velokhoi Men Yisrael, and then Yisrael took from it. Rekiv Oimer, Atoy Sevas Potter. Whatever he took is potter ben Amaiser because it grew a third by the goy. But what happens whatever grows from here on? It's also potter because it's coming from an ikar from the first third, which is potter. You are chayav on the rest. The first third, you potter. But whatever goes from here on, you are chayav because it belongs to the yid. Ravinu ula b'shmul b'shem avlozor av chachomim loichivui b'tesefes ela l'shaavar. Even a chachomim that said you chayav, but we counted based on when the third grew. So the third grew in the previous year. Everything new that grows is chayav the ma'aser of the previous year, even though it's growing in the new year. Shema Yasheni, Sheni, Oni, Oni. If the first third was Maisa Sheni, which is year one or year two, so then the Tesefest, whatever goes from here on, it also Chavad Maisa Sheni, even if it grew in year three. And if the third came in year three, which was Chavad Maisa Oni, so whatever goes here on is Chavad Maisa Oni, and you don't say, even though it grew in year four, which in that year it should have been Maisa Sheni, the Tesefest goes based on the Iker, on the first third. And the Chiddush is that even though the first third is not chayav and ma'aser. You're doing ma'aser only at Tosefes. You still go based on the first third. Continues the Gemara and Daf Mason with base Tanya Abiyunis and Abiyisi Hoimer Minayin Letvua Shivia Shlish Ifnei Rosh Hashanah How do you know that grain that grew a third before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah? So you're allowed to collect it in Shemitah because it doesn't have Kedusha Shviz. The way the Pasuk is written is, so here the Gemara Dash puts the Shviz into the first Pasuk, into the first part of the Pasuk. You do 6 years and you collect also in the seventh. When do you collect in the seventh? If it grew a third, the year before. Ravina Ulo by Shmuel, Basham Lozor, Aster de Avionusin Babyasi, Bashidas of Akiva Rabbi. Prince of Babyasi goes in based on the sheet of Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi. The Rabbi Kiva said that you go based on the third. Come on, Rabbi Kiva Amar Achashli Sharishad Mahalech. See, Rabbi Kiva says you go based on the first third. Kavinis Babyasi, Machashli Sharishad Mahalech. You go based on the first third. First third grew before Shemitah. So even though the rest grew on Shemitah, it doesn't have Dusha Shvis. So we just learned now two memories that Ravina sent in the name of Ulu Bar Yishmael. One was the Chachamim, they go based on the first third to determine if it's Maisa Sheni or Maisa Ani. And the second is that Rabbi Yonis Rabbi Yasi goes in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, Amar Zeir Ulu Ravino. So Zeir tells Ravino, Tartin Min Latun Omer. You said two things. Vinu Palgin Adol Adol. They seem to contradict each other. Hachal Tomorim. Here you're saying, Af Chachamim Lechivu B'Tosefes. El Shovar, you said in our Mishnah that even Chachamim that go, they say that the Tosefes is Chayov. It's only you still go based on the first third. Shema Sheni Sheni Oni Oni. If it's Ma'aseh Sheni, you give it Ma'aseh Sheni. If it's Ma'aseh Oni, Ma'aseh Oni. Ve'ochata no Amari. Now you're saying Asher Devyanis Rabbi Yisi B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Raboi. Devyanis Rabbi Yisi goes in the Shita Rabbi Kiva. Why are you saying going in the Shita Rabbi Kiva? Chachamim also go that you go based on the first third. The only question is what grows afterwards is Chav and Ma'aseh or not. But you go based on the first third. So according to Shemitah, you go based on the first third. The rest is on Kedusha Shviz. So says the Gemara, if you want to tell me, the Rebbe Rabbi Yisrael goes like his Rebbe, it's not the Rebbe Kiva that says over here that you go based on the first third. It's a different Rebbe Kiva. Kamor de Rekiva Omar, Isu Svichim Toyo. Say Rebbe Kiva holds that with Svichim, which means vegetables that grow on their own in Shemitah, is also in a Toyo. Also agrees that he's a svichim that didn't mean a Torah. Why? Because Rav Yonason is bringing a rav in the pasuk that says you could collect on the seventh. It says it must be they grew a third before. Who said? Maybe it did not grow a third before. And the reason you collect on the seventh is because it's svichim. It grew on its own. You see that whatever grows on its own is also mean a Torah. Only something that grew a third before Shemitah you could collect on Shemitah. Kedushas the Gemara now says like this: Yivia pochet mishlish evnei shviz. Before Shemitah grew less than a third. Venichas a shviz, Shemitah comes in. Asur mishviz svichin. Now it can be also like any other svichin that grew on their own on Shemitah. This could say to be that grew. No, he didn't do any avoid on Shemitah, but it grew from less than a third on Shemitah. It's asur. The lechalo alei kedushas shviz. If he collected it before it reached a third, so it doesn't have kedushas shviz. And why is that so? Says the Gemara of Megillah Amud Aleph, Shekvar Hoyu Asovim. Because his intention is for Asovim. Meaning, if he collects it before he gets to a third, that's not Tavu, that's not grain. That's just grass. The grass grew in the sixth year. So therefore, it doesn't have Dusha Shviz. If he waits for it to get to a third, to grow fully, now it's Tavu. Tavu grew in the Shemitah, and then it's Asur. The next few words are a repetition, and according to Rabbi Chaim, we take it out. So the Gemara now says, "Hevia pochas mishlish yivnei shminis." It grew less than a third before the eighth year. V'nichas hashminis, and then it came the eighth year. Muteres mishu svichin. There's no issue svichin because it did not grow enough on Shemitah. It reached its full ripeness only when you get to the eighth year. V'chol aleim d'shashvis. But if you collect it before it reaches a third, meaning it's treating it as grass, so then it does have d'shashvis because it grew in the seventh year. So meaning, if you're determining a third, you're waiting for full growth, then you see which year it grew, seventh or eighth. If you're taking it before a third, so then it goes as a grass, and it goes based on the previous year. Continues the Gemara, it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Tarvoyon, Marin, they both said, Moedim Chachoyim, Rabbi Akiva, Chachoyim, agreed to Rabbi Akiva, Besidron, Shoshonim, based on the order of the years, She'im, Ayasheni, Sheni, Oni, Oni. If it was Maisa Sheni, go Maisa Sheni, with Maisa Oni, meaning, if it grew a third by a goy, and then a Jew took it, so that it, whatever grows from here on is Chavin Meiser, but you determine the Meiser based on where the third, what year the third grew, and even though the first third is not Chavin Meiser, As we said before, in the name of Ulu Bar Shmuel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Mem Beis.